when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
When the wind is free, take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed no later than 3. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat me. To cut out sweet, you get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. College boys, when you're on a spree, please think of me. Take care of yourself, stay up on that shelf, and baby, take care of yourself, you belong to me.
Well, if I were going to listen to anyone for advice about my health, surely it would be Edie Gourmet singing one of the great songs of the 1920s Broadway scene. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM WLIW, Long Island's only one-of-a-kind signature overcoat buttoning NPR station emanating out of Southampton and going northwards to Southern Connecticut and westward to the Isle of Manhattan. Well, that song was from a musical from 1929 called Follow Through. Yes, the Great Gulf Musical. Yeah, I know. It was the 1920s, folks. But written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, a great team. And today I thought we would look at these wonderful, upbeat, silly songs that achieved immortality from the Broadway stage, from shows that are long forgotten and never revived. But the songs themselves have been recorded by many, many people. And they have this upbeat, kind of carefree insouciance. I love getting the chance to use the word insouciance. And let us go through some of them. They won't be the major songs. You'll hear no Cole Porter, no Rodgers and Hart, no Gershwin, no Berlin, just the craftsmanlike purveyors of the Tin Pan Alley scene during the 20s and early 30s. So let us go to a song that I like a lot. It just always makes me laugh when I'm taking a bath, and who wouldn't? So it's I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, and it's Dean Martin, and this song was from the passing show of 1918, a classic sung by Dino.
I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fade and die. Fortune always hiding I've looked everywhere. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. Fortune always hiding. I look everywhere.
Two great songs of the 1920s in a way, Caroline in the Morning and Dinah, but that was actually Dinah Shore who sang that song. That was a 1922 song from the passing show of 1922. Another one of these forgettable reviews produced by the Schuberts, I think, but a great song written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, who just kept churning out the hits in the 1920s. They never really had a show that has withstood posterity, but that song certainly did, and what a great number it was. A pair of writers I like a lot who achieved quite popularity in their day were Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, so much so that MGM made a biopic about them called Three Little Words, which is a song they wrote. Three little words that simply said, I love you. That's from a movie. And that was Red Skelton and Fred Astaire, I think, in that movie. But they churned out some great Broadway hits in the 20s, notably for me, the score to Animal Crackers in 1928, which featured, of course, Hooray for Captain Spaulding. But let us listen to two songs that have, again, withstood the test of time. This is Thinking of You, written for a show called The 5 o'clock Girl, an utterly forgettable book show about, you know, a girl who finishes work at 5 o'clock. Who knows? But here is Sarah Vaughan to sing an immortal classic by Kalmar and Ruby.
The day, wake up and end the day, thinking of you. Oh, why does it do this to me? Is it such bliss to be thinking of you? And when I fall asleep at night, it seems you just tiptoe into all my dreams. So I think of no other one. Ever since I've begun thinking of you, tiptoe into all my dreams. So I think of no other one ever since I've begun day. Without a doubt, I'll be thinking of you.
But you, I wanna be loved by you alone. feel the desire to make you my own. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, the deedly 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 dum, poop poopy doop.
Well, you all know who that was. That was Marilyn Monroe, of course, from the film Some Like It Hot, where she's embodies, you know, Sugar Cane Kowalski, a great chanteuse of the 1920s. Why wouldn't she sing a Kalmar and Ruby song? And that, of course, was I Want to Be Loved by You from the musical Good Boy, which was what? About a good boy, I guess. Again, the 1920s, wonderfully silly, silly, silly time. We had a song a little earlier by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and they wrote very well to type and to character. Here are two songs from the musical Whoopi from 1928, which was an Eddie Cantor vehicle. And you think, you know, golly, Eddie Cantor would be enough. But no, there was a great ballad from that show, which formed the title of a musical biopic about Ruth Etting, the woman who originated the song, in this case sung by Doris Day. Well, I've talked too much. Let us listen to Love Me or Leave Me.
Be lonely, you won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. Independently blue, I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice, it's really killing that he's so willing. make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, even so. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. She says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, bud, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
That is the man himself, Eddie Cantor, who starred in Whoopee. And that song was written by Conan Donaldson and went on to be recorded, I was shocked to learn this, 400 times by other performers. So an enduring classic of the carefree 1920s, when Broadway was carefree. That's what we're listening to today. Songs not by major folk, but major songs that have stood the test of time, that originated, of course, on that great thoroughfare, Broadway. Brown, De Silva, and Henderson were probably the most successful of this group. Supposedly, George Gershwin's mother had him and Ira over for dinner and said, why can't you write hits like De Silva, Brown, and Henderson? Here is one of them. Here are two of them from the show that was their biggest hit, called Good News from 1927. And it is a song that has, one of the best things ever from a Broadway musical, sung by Joe Stafford.
The stars in the sky, the moon on high, they're great for you and me because they're free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, the sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. Love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Thank you.
The stars in the sky, the moon on high, they're great because they're free.
Teach a great new dance. Don't think that I brag. I speak of the drag. Why should a sheep learn how to speak Latin and Greek badly? Give him a neat motto, complete, say it with feet. Gladly, first lesson right now. You'll love it and how you'll love it. Here is the drag. See how it goes. Down on the heels, up on the toes. That's the way to do the varsity drag. Dirty old Lodo, hotter than hot. Newer than new, meaner than mean. Bluer than blue. Gets as much applause as waving a flag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise, if you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heels, up on the toes, stay after school and learn how it goes. Everybody do the varsity drag.
Another great song by DeSilva, Brown & Henderson, The Varsity Drag, huge hit in 1927. That was the band leader, George Olsen, who was married at one point to Ethel Chatté, who starred in Whoopi, who also starred again in Follies, Stephen Sondheim's Follies in 1971. So a nice connection back there. Let us go to another Brown, DeSilva, and Henderson hit. This is Hold Everything. You know, these silly titles for terrible shows with great, great songs. So here is a sort of degustation song. In other words, one of many songs from the 20s and 30s about what you drink and what you eat, sung in this case by Nat King Cole and his trio.
Cream in my coffee, you the salt in my stew, you will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You the starch in my collar, you the lace in my shoe, you will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Is clear, dear. You're my Worcestershire, dear. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. Like a restaurant with a recipe. You're the lace in my shoe. I'd be lost without you.
A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
A cozy corner,
a table for two. A half an hour to cuddle and coo.
With lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, lobster and wine. Whenever your eyes look into the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. In the movie plays of nowadays, a romance always must begin in June. Tales in magazines have all their scenes of love led in a garden. A cozy corner, a table for two. A half an hour to cuddle and coo. With lots of hugging and kissing in view. I don't need music, lobster and wine. Whenever your eyes look into mine, the things I long for. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
Another song about coffee. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you. That was from the Charlo's Review from 1925, I believe. Yes, originated by Jack Buchanan and Gertrude Lawrence. And that singer is a woman named Tülay Cermen. A Turkish singer who I think does a great job with that song. This is a song that was so popular it got sort of referred to in the film of the coconuts. Groucho Marx says, and now the next number will be A Cup of Coffee, a Sandwich, and You from the opera Aida. I have no idea what that joke is, but it always made me laugh. So let us move to another thing that, well, I guess people now drink, which is a smoothie, but back then it meant something else entirely. And the music is by Richard Whiting from a show called Take a Chance. And it was originated by Ethel Merman and Jack Haley on the Broadway stage. But let us hear Richard Whiting's daughter, the one, the only, Margaret Whiting, sing a great classic from this 1932 show.
You're an old smoothie, I'm an old day. I'm just like putty in the hands of a boy like you. You're an old meanie, I'm a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you. Poor me, you played me for a sap. Poor you, you thought you laid a trap. Well, dear, I think it's time you knew you've done just what I wanted you to. Silly old smoothie, crafty old softy, I stick like putty to the hands of a boy like you.
Lots of little, small reviews that came and went in the 1920s and 30s. One was called The Little Show, which had songs in it by Schwartz and Dietz, who were too big to appear in our show today. But the composer for this next number was Kay Swift, one of the pioneers of women working on Broadway and a great chum, perhaps more, we don't know, of George Gershwin. So maybe she turned to George at one point and said, "Can't we be friends?"
I'd found the man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's going to turn me down and say, "Can't we be friends?" I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long, I can see the way this ends. He's going to turn me down and say, "Can't we be friends?" Never again. Through with love, through with men. They play their game without shame. And who's to blame? I thought I'd found a man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, "Can't we be friends?"
Yes, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let her turn me down, say, "Can't we be friends?" Papa, that day I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool. Now I see this is the end. I let her turn me down. Say, can't we be friends? Oh, why should I care? Though she gave me the air, why should I cry, have a sigh, and wonder why? Yes, I should have seen the single stop. What a flop. This is how the story ends. She's gonna turn me down. Say, can we be friends?
It's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. But I can't see, so how can I tell? All of my shirts are unsightly, all of my ties are a crime. If dear and you I've picked rightly, it's the very first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
That was Perry Como singing a song from the John Murray Anderson Review from 1929. This is another song that I came to know from Animal Crackers that was referred to in the Marx Brothers musical, where Groucho Marx turns to Chico and says, I may be wonderful, but I think you're wrong. So these were the songs that got knit up in the entire warp and woof of popular culture back then. Three's a Crowd was another review, this time from 1930, that had some Schwartz and Dietz song. But a song by Johnny Green is the one that became a classic, recorded over 1,200 times. And I'm pleased that Amy Winehouse makes an appearance on Broadway to Main Street. Here she is duetting this great classic with our good friend Tony Bennett.
My heart is sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days at a hungin' and wondering why it's being wrong. I tell you, I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
I can't believe it, it's hard to conceive it, that you turn away romance. Oh.
Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I could have one more chance to prove that?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours, but just a taking.
I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Are you pretending it looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear?
My life a wreck you're making.
You know I'm yours for just the taking.
I gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul.
You work, you save, and you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life, to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. People are queer, they're always growing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? address themselves this way. Why are we here and where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short holiday. Life is just a bowl of cherries. It's not serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, and you worry so. But you can take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Well, if any song summed up the insouciance of this particular era, it would have to be Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, another Brown, De Silva, and Henderson song originated by Ethel Merman. She didn't get to record it initially. That was Rudy Valley. But here she is from a slightly later recording. And that's what life felt like on the carefree Broadway until October 25th, 1929, when the Depression hit and things changed and you could no longer say that life was like a bowl of cherries. It was a lot more complicated than that. And in 1932, a review opened called Americana, also called The New Americana, and a young lyricist named Yip Harburg teamed up with a composer named Jay Gurney to write the anthem, really, of the next decade. So let us go out with the Weavers, led by Pete Seeger, with the song that put a coda on the carefree Broadway of the 1920s.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right there on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.